2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 18. Day 3. Outline. Capital C. The New Covenant Minister's Living is the living of grace, the experience of grace. Number 1. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of grace, is with our spirit, which has been regenerated to be the dwelling place and vessel of the triune God. Number 2. Whenever we turn to our spirit, we enter through the gate of heaven and touch the throne of grace in heaven through Christ as the heavenly ladder. Number 3. Grace is with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. Number 4. Humility saves us from all kinds of destruction and invites God's grace. Number 5. We need to enjoy the word of His grace. Number 6. We need to experience the spirit of grace and of supplications to bring us into the enjoyment of the triune God. Number 7. The new covenant ministers enjoy Christ as their all-sufficient grace through sufferings. Small a. The ministry of the new covenant is produced by revelation plus suffering. Small b. Christ as grace becomes power tabernacling over the new covenant ministers, overshadowing them in their weakness to become their dwelling place to sustain, support, maintain, protect, and keep them. Number 8. We need the grace of God in Christ applied to us as the strength and power for our move and our protection. Number 9. We reign in life by receiving the abundance of grace. Number 10. We need to be good stewards of the varied grace of God. Number 11. Our words should convey grace to the hearers. Number 12. We need to enjoy the grace of life in the church life to keep ourselves in the genuine oneness. Number 13. In the church life, when we have grace upon us, the church will be built up, and the grace that we receive will be visible. Number 14. The product of the grace in God's economy is the body of Christ as the poem of God, expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design. Number 15. The grace of the Lord Jesus dispensed to His believers throughout the New Testament age consummates in the New Jerusalem, in which the processed and consummated triune God will be the grace enjoyed by all the believers for eternity. This is the end of today's outline.